What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Who is this?
It's Oasis, but...
See, I'm like Elliot.
Yeah, you don't know Oasis songs?
No.
Yeah, at least you did travel overseas to hear them. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Blue Stone Country Club for the Eagles Radio Network golf outing. Ike is out there golfing. Maybe you think maybe we'll get a little Ike in the 5 o'clock hour? I wouldn't count on it, but it's possible.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do wonder if he's having a carryover effect from his 86 yesterday.
Yes.
If it's translating to the old course today.
In a positive way.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Maybe he's on a run. The summer.
You think so?
Yeah, it could be.
Do you think we could lose him to the Pro Tour?
I don't think so.
No.
See, I got to worry about...
Now, 82, 86 is over par, right? Par is like 82?
Of course. Yes,
okay.
Yeah. Well, no, par is like 72.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
like well, then 70 to 72.
Ah, then 86 is not that good.
But it's a
jump.
It's a...
He's a 90s guy.
Right. Like, yeah. 90s is respectable, but once you start getting in the 80s, people are like, oh, you're pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And is your...
And then 70s is like... What are you doing? How are you so good?
Yeah, why are you playing so much? Don't you have a job? So I never knew this. I'm just going to guess. Is your handicap your average distance from par? So if you normally shoot an 82, mm-hmm. is your handicap 10?
I believe so.
Oh, you don't even know?
I think that's how it is. I never got a handicap. I like didn't officially get my handicap.
You're a golf guy.
Didn't need it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Didn't need it. But that would make the most sense.
I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
215-592-9494. How many tweets are we going to get on that one?
More on the Abbey Road was actually a lazy album by the Beatles.
That's fine. It was your melody thing was a little weird.
But I think the album was just the melodies.
No. Every part of every song has a melody.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
The way a handicap works is, you were right, Spike, it's the number of strokes over par you would shoot. And the way that's worked is all 18 holes on the course are ranked by handicap. So if I'm playing somebody that has a zero handicap and I'm a 10, that means the first 10 ranked holes, I get an extra stroke than he does to make it even so we can play each other straight up.
Okay, so it's not on your – when you play with a handicap, do you just add it to your score or is it specifically on those holes?
No, just on those holes, you get an extra. Like if it's
okay, you get a stroke.
Fourth handicap hole is a par four. You get an extra stroke, so you can. It's actually a par five for you. So if you're playing a scratch golfer, which means they have a zero handicap,
then you know what I would do if I was playing golf, Kenny. I would just lie and say my handicap's like 30, and I would always win.
Well, it's a gentleman's game.
Okay.
Yes, that's called sandbagging, and it's not uncommon for people to give a higher handicap so they can be in a different flight in the tournament. And those people, there's a special ring in hell for them.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It seems
okay.
Very serious.
All right. Very strong. Very strong. Yeah. Okay.
Well, people could hold on, Kenny. Kenny, we're doing things people could lie about.
Yes, handicap is something that people lie about.
No, they're golf handicap.
Well, yes.
You know what? It wasn't my answer, but now I guess it is since I brought it up. So, speaking of special rings in hell, there is one for one Jack Fritz.
Oh, why is that?
I'll tell you why. Jack. It's been a while since you've done this, but today you said something that just infuriated me. You said that you calm things down instead of ramp things up when you're saying
I'm a de-escalator,
yes. Every time you bust on Villanova or you bust on Jalen Hurts, my blood pressure goes through the roof.
That's true. You are
an escalator, not a de-escalator. So stop saying those things.
In my job, yes. I can see that. In real life, though, I'm pretty ill.
Actually, I can vouch for you in real life doing that.
Yeah, but on air, he's very much an escalator.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Oh, my God.
And he's kind of a coward on air because he'll
ooh, interesting.
Well, I mean, in fairness, you will take shots at everyone else in the top five of five, but then when they come back at you, you're just like, I don't want to be in this anymore.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Or I say something and let you and Ike have to defend it.
Yes, and then we get called mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they're mommy and daddy, because back when it was the previous toast, Jack ran wild, and there'd be some days I'd have to pull over to the side of the road to calm down for some of the snarky stuff he said. So you actually keep him in check, Spike. So
oh, well, some say I talk too much. So, you know, it is. It depends on who you talk to. What do you think is going to happen with the Phils, Kenny? Are we going to get...
Well, I'm not as worried with Wheeler's blood clot as a lot of other people. Like, people compare his blood clot to, like, some of the basketball players. But, A, it's a totally different sport. You know, they're an anaerobic sport that they have to rely on so much more athleticism than a pitcher. We're not saying pitchers aren't athletic, but it's a different type of heart rate. And where it is, and I was talking to my wife in medicine with some of her doctors, they don't think it's going to be as serious as the basketball players. And we might lose him for a month, but we should get him back for the playoffs.
Yeah, we just have no idea.
Something way
That's
more
the problem.
Serious.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm not as...
Yeah.
As
yeah, there's
as, like,
there's a lot of factors in terms of like where it is, how big it is, how it responds to medicine, you know, whether they need surgery, what caused it, all those sorts of things. The odds of him being back in a month, like there's not a lot of instances in because what we've learned is there are a bunch of pitchers that have this because of throwing and the pressure it puts up there. David Cohn had one. I think Matt Harvey had it. David Cohn was back in like 2.5 months.
Yep.
It just here's the issue, Kenny. For this season, for the baseball team, separate from Zach Wheeler as a pitcher and his life and his future. For the baseball team, is if he can't pitch for a month, then he needs another month probably to build back up to be able to throw. And then all of a sudden, we're in the middle of October. So I think from there's two different conversations. Is Zach Wheeler ever going to pitch again? That's one conversation. And then there's the Phillies this year. It would be your lips to God's ears on him returning this year, but it doesn't seem likely to me.
Well, any chance we could disguise Alvarado and put a Wheeler jersey on him, sneak him through?
That's a good idea. They'd probably be a little thrown off when he throws lefty.
You know, who's paying attention, right?
Wait, a Wheeler jersey on Alvarado? What would that do?
I don't know.
It would have Jose Alvarado wearing a Wheeler jersey.
I don't think you thought that one through, Kenny.
Yeah, when Durant got hurt, I said, that's it. I thought the season was over, and he tried to calm me down by saying the Eagles suck. So
I didn't say the Eagles suck. I said I don't care about the Eagles right now.
So, Kenny, for next question today, it's what do people lie about? Though you're famous for one.
Yeah, it's a huge one. You want to address the elephant in the room, Kenny?
Oh, how about that weather out there, guys?
A little chilly this morning.
Yeah. Right? All right. What do people lie about, though? We're not going to bring it up, Kenny, but what do people lie about?
A lot of people lie about their age.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, age is on the Mount Rushmore.
Dude, you might have to do a top 10. There's a lot of things people lie about.
Age is right up there.
Putting it on just four seems wrong. So we do have an update on Zach Wheeler.
Okay. All right.
So per the Phillies, he underwent a thrombosis. Yeah, one. Procedure to remove a blood clot in his right upper extremity this morning.
So they didn't even try the medicine stuff.
His timeline for recovery is to be determined.
Okay.
So I guess that means, they didn't rule him out for the year, but I still would be shocked.
I don't know. We need to talk to a doctor.
I'm just a radio host.
Look, if there's a doctor out there and you can convince Justin back at the studio that you're a doctor, maybe we'll talk to you about it. We work at a big radio station.
Yeah.
We can get a doctor.
Yeah.
Right?
I would love to know Justin's vetting questions for when what is on the degree?
Yeah.
You know, that's on Justin, though.
Yeah, that's on you, Justin. 215-592-9494. You know, Jack, speaking, you know, a doctor is a medical professional, and we respect them a lot. But when you're reaching out to Blue Chew, to get their chewables that have the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, which is great.
Yeah. And you're trying to add to the legends that you may have made up in your mind.
Yes. You don't want that to be a lie, right? You want to be able to perform. You don't want to be a liar.
No.
You want to be able to perform aces. And you know who lies? You know who knows that you're lying if you're lying?
Who you're with.
She does. Yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
You want her going around and telling her friends.
Be something that she brags about. The good news is, though we respect doctors, you don't have to go to the doctor's office to get Blue Chew. No. You go to BlueChew.com. They have the medical professionals waiting right there on the website that can figure out the exact mix that will go in your chewables, right? You don't need to go to the pharmacy afterwards to pick up your chewables because they are going to ship them to you in a
discreet
and hard package.
So right? You're the package guy when Ike's not here.
Yes, and I'm the hard guy when Ike's
cut
not.
That audio.
Yep. You don't like. They're just. It's gonna. You're gonna pay less because it's made and shipped right here in the USA.
No tariffs.
That's right. And your first month is gonna be free. Free, no charge. Jack's paying for it.
So we're, how long am I paying for it?
As long as they say.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to BlueChew.com. We could put a fake end date on it to just make people go.
Those things seem to work.
5 days. Yeah. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. Again, that is BlueChew.com, code 94. Your first month is free. Shipping's like $5. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it! Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew it!
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Do you think Ike's out there doing the read along with us while on the golf course?
I think he is. We just found out that Ike is listening.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about his handicap.
Because he always listens.
We got the text. So he's out there. We love Ike. Boy, the show sucks without him.
A lot of people letting us know that.
Justin, do you have the Rob Manfred audio? We have that, right?
Yeah.
So Rob Manfred was on. Was this last night?
It was during the Little League Classic last night.
During the Little League Classic.
Mets Mariners.
And, you know, there is a new CBA coming up. So I think there's a lot of interesting things that could pop up with baseball in the next couple of years. But this that he said last night was very interesting.
In my mind, I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim,
yes,
would be two West Coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
So how about baseball feeling themselves at this point? Talk about expansion, where 3 years ago we were wondering if soccer was going to be bigger at some point,
yeah,
you know, in the United States. But they have had a good few years. Baseball has had a good few years. So there's two parts of that. There is expansion and there's realignment.
Yeah, I think expansion, I guess we just come to realize that's going to happen with baseball. Like, there's been the thing in Nashville for a couple of years. That's the only reason why the Phillies got Dave Dombrowski, is because he was working with the Nashville team, and they essentially said, okay, you can go for now.
Until we have a team.
Until we have a team, and then, you know, come back.
Yeah, the expansion thing is... It's interesting for owners because, on one hand, all of the owners get a fee. Like, so all the owners get money when there's an expansion franchise because they buy the team and they split that money. So that's good.
Interesting.
The bad thing is, especially for the smaller market teams, is that all of a sudden the revenue sharing is split between, let's say they add two more teams, mm-hmm, there's 30 teams in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm, right now, then you're splitting the revenue between 32 teams rather than 30.
Yeah.
So a lot of times there's debate, like in the NBA, the Knicks do not want expansion because they don't want to split the money with more teams. Mm-hmm. So there's the expansion.
Well, and the
part.
Other thing is, from a fan standpoint, is that, first off, there's not enough good players in Major League Baseball.
Right.
So then you're adding more, so you're watering down the product, which is a bummer. Again, I think we could all agree, like, sports would be better if there was 26 teams.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and we look around and you look at the number of teams that aren't spending money on their rosters, or do not sell enough tickets to not make it look ridiculous when you're watching it on television.
Yeah. Now, again, some places are starting to do better. You know, again, there's been positive momentum, but you still do have the Tampas, although they're playing George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, or Oakland was so bad. But the more interesting thing from the Philly standpoint is, and I think it's pretty layered, the realignment. So the realignment, it would mean two things. First of all, it would mean that teams in your division are closer to you. Like the Phillies are in the same division with Atlanta. That's not a particularly close, you know, team. So you would think that in this, and there have been some people guessing on realignment. One, like, people are talking about it being Yankees, Mets, Phillies, Red Sox.
Yeah, that was Jim Bowden's idea.
Which would be psychotic because it would be the hardest division in the history of sports. Like, it would be too hard. But the other part of that he said that you have to take from it is he says he wants to cut down on travel. Well, the way that baseball works now is you play basically everybody in the National League the same number of times.
Which was a big move for the last CBA.
I think this, the way that he's talking about it, would go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying you want fewer East Coast teams playing on West Coast time, because essentially then you have an East Coast audience that's not going to watch the game. So you have an audience for a game that only half the team is watching.
Again, Manfred doesn't respect the diehards, which is disappointing. I mean, come on. There's nothing like a 10 o'clock West Coast Phils game. That's when the men get separated from the boys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where – so I don't care. Like, I'm fine with the West Coast games. I like West Coast trips. I think I like seeing the other teams. I know it does screw with people's sleep schedules, and I understand from business, it's not great for business.
Yeah, and I think I like playing teams less. I like a lot of the things that baseball has done. I don't like that we play the American League all the time. I don't like that the National League has a designated hitter. Like, but I do like the mystery of playing teams that you hardly play.
Sure.
And make it a bigger deal. And it would be neat if in the playoffs the Phillies played the Dodgers and you're like, we haven't played the Dodgers all year. That would be a neat matchup in the, you know.
And I know it would be tougher, and I get it. But the intrigue and the just fuel behind a Phillies, Yankees, Mets, Red Sox. I know the tradition, right? It would be totally thrown out the window. The National League's dead, you know, but it also died when the DH came over. So, like, are we just holding on to old principles versus what could help? I mean, it would be fun for 162 of 100 plus games, I guess, would be against those teams. We way tougher. I mean, 100% way tougher. Whoever wins the division is probably, 82 and 82?
It would be really tough.
81 and 81.
Well, because the Yankees are good every year.
Sure.
You would assume that the Mets, given the trajectory they're on with an owner who will spend and a good GM, will probably be good every year.
You have four of the highest spending teams in baseball in one division. It wouldn't be fair to the rest of the sport. Like, they'd just be beating each other up. But from the standpoint of fan intrigue and, like, rivalries coming back and sports hate.
Should they be like soccer, and if you spend a certain amount and win a certain amount, you're in one level of baseball? And then, like, maybe put the Pirates, the A's, like, everybody who doesn't spend on their team is in a lower version of baseball, and they have to win more games to play in the World Series.
Well, in soccer, they kick you out of the entire league, right?
Right, yes, they do. What do they call it? They delegate you or...
Relocate?
What's it called?
Relegate. Never a doubt.
Well, I was right on the elegate part.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We have like two paths for the Phillies in front of us. I guess you could guess that there's one insanely annoying path, which is just like the one they've been on all year long. But without Zach Wheeler, do they rally? Do they burn the boats, come together? And the question, I think, is the wrong question. The question being, can they win the World Series, is the wrong question. Of course they can win the World Series. Mm-hmm. This is not, and it's not a puncher's chance. I don't put too much into the betting odds, because the betting services don't really, It doesn't do them any good to make the Phillies World Series odds worse when they don't, when they're not sure on Wheeler, because then you get a bunch of money on it and then you end up having to pay it out, whatever. But I don't think their odds go down, but baseball is not basketball.
Nope.
And it's not football. And when you lose your best player, you lose your quarterback in football, you lose your best player in basketball, a lot of times you're losing your chance to win. You lose one player in baseball, whether it is your best pitcher or your best hitter, you can survive. The Phillies are a good enough team. They have a good enough starting staff to, especially if you get a normal Nola and a good Lizardo, like that's still Sanchez. By the way, Chris Sanchez on the whole has been better than Zach Wheeler this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's been better than Zach Wheeler. We have a number one starter.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number two starter. So it's good enough. The question is like, do they lose Zach Wheeler and pack it up and go home and say, this isn't our year? Or do they look at each other the way the 2017 Eagles did and said, we all we got, we all we need, we love that people don't believe in us. You know what I mean?
I know.
But the thing that the Phillies need, and you brought this up with Bryce, is I think the Eagles rallied around Nick to a certain extent. I think Eagles players liked Nick Foles. Like, I thought there was, and they started to believe. I think, like, the Phillies need that thing. And whether it's Bryce Harper, whether it's Kyle Schwarber, whether it's Casty. I mean, in the middle of the clubhouse, Casty standing up in the middle of the clubhouse saying, this is not how we're going to go out.
Yeah, but it just means more when it's that guy.
When it's Bryce.
When it's Bryce.
Yeah.
And I know he's got the weight of the franchise on his shoulders.
Oh,
but
God.
I know. But it's time.
Yeah.
It's time. Like, this could be a great story. It could be a great story. What?
I'm thinking about something. So you say the burn the boats thing. I'm in. I like burn the boats. You've been talking about it a lot. You want the Phillies to take it. It seems like since you weren't in one documentary, you're trying to get another documentary.
This could be a movie. This could be a movie. I've thought about them using the burn the boats, but I'm sure that someone...
Would you be okay with it if you never got credit for it?
Yeah. As long as it ends in a World Series, sure. Sure. I don't care.
Burn the boats, the story of how the Philly captain gave the Phillies another wave.
Yep.
Ooh,
thank
boy.
You. This is all going well. This is all going well.
Obama's documentary company or whatever,
yep,
calls up Rod.
Yep. Yep.
Do you guys have the audio of the first time Philly captain said burn the boats?
This is great. This is great. This is great. Thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for this.
I'm sorry.
It was a beautiful moment.
Okay. 215. Doing a show just for me right now.
You really are.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, your calls. Also, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.